Whitman.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. To link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares. USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to contact one of your instructors, you may. Just go to USAPrepares.com. At the bottom of the page is the link to your instructor. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And today we're going to be learning about water from the inside. It's Casey Mustin of Hewitt Messenger, a Nixon, Missouri company that specializes in water. From drilling wells to designing and installing the pumping and storage systems, to the filtration and treatment of water, if it's required. Class, three-quarters of the Earth's surface is covered with water. But can we drink most of that water? Where does water come from? Are we making any more of it? What is actually in our water? And what percentage of the population has unsafe water? And what makes it unsafe? We're going to learn the answers to these questions and many, many more in your class today. And we're going to be giving away some free weekend passes to the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri. Details in a few minutes. So today's class is Water 101 with Casey Mustin. That means we're going to be having future classes with Casey, all about water. Welcome, Casey Mustin.
Thank you.
Hey, Casey, the reason I asked you to be on the class today with us is because you understand water from finding it to the end uses of it. So why don't we start with, where does water come from?
It's basically the throwback to grade school days. Where does it come from? It's from the rain, the rivers, the lakes, the springs. You know, we've got a lot of that right here in the Ozarks, and what it all feeds is the aquifers, and that's where the good water comes from.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about that? So we have rain, and let's say we're driving down a city street, Casey. We're driving down a city street, and it's raining. We've got our windshield wipers on, and the windshield wipers flick off the dust that was on our windshield prior to us turning the windshield wipers on. We might have a little bit of bird poop on the windshield, some bugs, and eventually that all gets washed off with the windshield wipers. It runs down the side of the car, onto the street, down the curb. Then where does it go?
It works its way into the aquifer eventually. It goes through quite a long process to get there. The bug poop and the dirt is not the large concern. What's really worrisome is the chemicals that are standing on the ground. You see those shiny spots of oil and pesticides and everything else that is man-made. And that's really where the concern comes into play with what kind of nasty things are getting into our water supply.
Well, that's an interesting point, because if you look at any road that has a bump in it, just past the bump, you'll see a blackish, grayish spot. And it could be, the size of a hula hoop. And that's where the oil that's dripping down the engine and the transmission and the differential of cars and trucks that go on that road, when they hit the bump, that drop of oil that's ready to fall off falls off right there. And then the rain gets it, and just as you said, that shiny oil on the water that we see ends up in our drinking water eventually. So let's talk about exactly where it comes from. Why don't we start with We got the rain, but some people think it starts with a spring, a water spring. Is that true?
Well, everything for water is recirculated. Basically, all the water that we have here on Earth is all we've got. Nobody's bringing any more to us. So it acts as a cycle. So we have evaporation that takes the surface water and puts it into the clouds, and then our rain comes down, and it's just cycle over and over again. The contaminants, water is basically a universal solvent, we'll call it. So it loves to dissolve just about everything that it comes into contact with. And that's really where it has the ability to bring those contaminants into the aquifer and cause problems for us.
So, Casey, let's talk about what an aquifer is. You know, a lot of people have used that word, but I don't think anyone has really seen one of them.
The aquifers are made up of very large bodies of water within the ground. It is a permeable rock. Basically, we're sitting on a giant limestone slab here in the Ozarks, and that's why we've got such hard water here. But it is also why we have such clean water. Within this substrate, we've got all these properties of filtration that gets the water to the quality that it is inside the aquifer, and it takes quite a long time for it to get to that point. But that's all we've got there to use on Earth is the water that's presently there, so we need to be very conscious of what we do with that water and what runs out on the ground.
So we're saying that very clearly that there is no more water.
There's no more water. We need to take care of what we have.
Mm-hmm. And Casey, I can tell you that when I lived in Virginia, there was evidence of people who changed their oil from their cars and pickup trucks. And what they would do is just crawl under their vehicle, remove the drain plug, and let the oil, the 5 quarts, 6 quarts, 10 quarts, whatever it might have been, just drain right onto the ground. Now, what happens with that oil?
It contaminates our water supplies. It poisons the earth.
Okay. And so the natural process of water filtration. Now, I have a well, and we're going to talk about types of wells in a minute. But I have a well here on the farm. Actually, I've got a well. That's all I'm going to say. when I turn on the faucet, the water that comes out looks absolutely crystal clear. It's odorless, tasteless, and colorless. How long did it take that water to get from the surface where it might have had, I don't know, some bird poop and cow poop or whatever organic matter in it? How long did it take to get from where it started as rain to the point where it's crystal clear water in my well?
It very dependent on geology. It could take a matter of years, or it could take a matter of hours. If there is a section of ground that is very porous, that water can work its way down there very quickly. In other situations, it takes a long time for that water to get down there. You know, we were talking a little bit briefly on average well depth anymore. Back in 1984, the Department of Natural Resources established rules and regulations on what was acceptable for water wells. And then basically every well had to be established and documented with the DNR. That kind of gave a baseline on setting rules for safe drinking water. And what happens with the DNR is they set guidelines on casing requirements, and these casing requirements depict on how much of the aquifer that you are actually sealing out of a well. And this is all dependent on population. Within the Springfield area here immediately, we're called Area C. And Area C has requirements up to 440 foot of casing. So you're actually sealing out a large section of the ground to keep those contaminants from getting into your water supply. So that's really an important item when it comes to considering where your well is going to be drilled and how much a well is going to cost.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Our well right here on the farm is 328 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's not cased all the way to the bottom, obviously. And I'd like to talk about what casing, well casing is used for. But why is our well 328? And, well, so what did you say the average well was in this area?
Right now, we're drilling 500 to 700 feet. Within a few years prior to this year, 300, 400 feet was not out of the normal at all. And basically what happens is when a driller shows up on site and he's ready to drill you a well, you guys have a good understanding of what your requirements are, how much water you're going to need. And, it'll talk about, how much water you want. So if you're just a basic residence, you're going to want, somewhere 20, 30 plus gallons a minute. Well, when that driller sets up on site and starts drilling, there's really no exact answer on how much water that well's going to make at a certain footage. You can use the geology around you, which we're very familiar with, and we can say what's going to be close in that certain area. But until he starts punching the hole in the ground, the quantity of water, it all changes. It can change within 50 feet.
I can tell you that before we moved into this farm about 7 years ago, I called the Missouri Department of Natural Resources and I asked about wells. And actually, before I selected this property, I wanted to know how deep the well would be, how good the water quality is in the area, and so forth. And they had lots of answers. They really did. Part of the government that I'm impressed with, at least the lady that was helping me. Anyway, she said that your well is going to be about 320 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
And she was off by 8 feet.
She was able to judge that, I'd say, by other wells in the area.
That's exactly what she did. She told me where all the wells in the area were and how deep they were. And, I mean, she said, okay, a mile south, a mile west, and so forth. She knew where every single water well was.
And that
was another question. Why is that, that she knows where all of them are?
Well, that's why the DNR was established. Back in 1984, there was no real set guidelines on where wells were drilled or how they were documented. And, it was very apparent that within, the future, water was going to be one of the most important resources for us. And we all share the same aquifers in reality. So protecting it was very important, and that's why those guidelines were set in place.
Casey Mustin, and we're talking about water wells, and we all share the same water. We say it a different way. We all share the same water. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze-dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOproducts.com.
Go to the economiccollapseblog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's the economiccollapseblog.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about water today, and Casey Mustin's with us of Hewitt Messenger, and that's a company right here in Nixon, Missouri, that drills wells, that designs the plumbing systems for the wells, the pressure tanks and so forth, and also has water treatment. If you'd like to contact them, 417-725-8816, 417-725-8816. And Casey is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and he's going to be doing some seminar presentations on water, wells, how they're drilled. He's going to show examples. He's going to show examples of well pumps, well equipment, how water is removed from beneath the surface of the earth, and how it is brought to your faucet. Casey, I was thinking about astronauts in space. You know, they have to bring their water with them. They have a finite supply of water, and it must be recycled and recycled and recycled. I mean, over and over and over. That's all there is to it. And that's no different when compared to us here on planet Earth, because we're in space too.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we have to reuse the water that was here for us. So, Casey, there's so many things I'd like to talk about. One of the things I'd like to talk about, and I think it's interesting how this works. Water penetrates the surface of the earth. It starts out as well. Started out in the cycle as rain. We'll start at that point, and it enters the earth through gravity, and it gets filtered right by the earth.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and it ends up in what we call an aquifer, which is a underground lake, if you will.
Yeah, more or less. It would be a lake full of gravel and rock, but the majority of it is water.
Okay, and then when we drill a hole, in the ground, and we drill a well, and let's take it the current 500 to 700 foot depth. We drill a hole, and we put a well casing in that hole. So we're going to drill a 6-inch hole, if you will, right?
Yes.
And then we put some plastic pipe in there, PVC. And then how deep does that plastic pipe go in this? Let's start with a 500 foot well.
Typically, what we're going to do here, we use steel casing. There are some places that use a PVC.
Okay.
We try to stay away from that. There's several purposes, but there is potential for problems. The ground shifts, minor tremors, and that sort of thing. And PVC, it doesn't hold up quite as strongly as steel does.
Sure.
Now, with that liner, basically it is setting up a main structural part of the well, which is the top section, and typically that top section of the well is where some of the looser rock is located at. All of us here in the Ozarks are very familiar with how much rock we've got, and
right.
We really like to see rock when we're drilling because that means we've got a solid structure there. You hit too much loose gravel and that sort of thing, and wells will cave in, and we'll have all kinds of issues. So that casing is there for structural support of the top sections of the well, as well as it is to seal out contaminants from the upper layers of the crust.
Okay.
Now, you were asking how far down that goes. There is a minimum of 84 foot of steel casing that's required in all wells here in Missouri. Now, that requirement changes depending on population. And we have a large map that we keep here in the shop, and anybody that comes in wanting to know where their well is located at and what kind of costs are involved and how much casing is required, and we'll take a look at that map and locate it by section, county, and township.
Okay. So you can coordinate or you can locate by those three numbers exactly where each well is.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And that's how the DNR keeps track of it.
Department of Natural Resources, State of Missouri. Okay, so if we have a 500-foot well, let's say that's the bottom of the hole, 500 feet, 84 feet is the minimum amount of steel casing, correct?
Depending on where it's located. If you're in the Springfield area and you have a 500-foot deep well, I bet you're going to have anywhere from 280 to 400-foot of steel casing required.
There you go. We're going to talk about what happens at the bottom of the casing with these water wells when we come back. Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger. I'm Vin Finelli, USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
because bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today's hot.
Why can't you got your?
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Casey Mustin's with us, Hewitt Messenger. And they are a well drilling company, and they also do the plumbing necessary to connect your well to your ultimate use of water. And Casey's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. That's November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri, at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, the largest exposition venue in the area. And if you would like a free pair of passes, we're offering them today to our class, to you. And there's no strings attached. There are no hidden agendas. It's just we would love to have the opportunity to meet you. I'd like to meet you face-to-face and say hello to some of our class that I haven't met. So all you have to do is go to usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. click on the contact tab and go to the bottom of the page where you can send us an email. And it'll ask you for your name and your email address and a message. And in the message section, you can just say, Genesis Communications Network, GCN, free passes, please. And we'll send you a free pair of weekend passes. That's a weekend for two people. Children under 12 are free. And 70 exhibits, 100 seminars. We run 5 seminars at a time. And Casey Mustin is going to be one of our seminar speakers. So you get a chance to meet him and see him and learn more about water, specifically your questions answered in detail. So that's the offer. Just go to Get Prepared Expo or usapreparers.com. Either one will get you to the same place. Contact tab and just send us an email. GCN, free tickets, please. And we'll take care of it. You'll get them in about a day or so through via email. Casey, we were talking about wells, a 500-foot well. We've got 400-feet of casing. So that leaves us 100 feet of uncased area. So 100 feet at the bottom of the well that is unprotected from debris falling in, unprotected from groundwater contamination. What happens in that last 100 feet, the bottom of the well?
That last 100 foot, in most cases, will be just rock. It'll be whatever kind of material is down there. And we find flint, we find clay, we find limestone. Those cleaner wells that we come across are limestone. And that's ideal for what we want out of a good drinking water well.
And how does the water get into the bottom? If we have cased all of the well except for the last 100 feet, where does the water come from that fills up that well?
Well, that lower section is going to be fed from hydraulic pressure. And hydraulic pressure is basically rainwater that hits the surface, and gravity pushes down on this surface water. And, of course, as we get deeper within the substrate, there's denser rock and water. And this surface water is what pushes down on the lower levels. And you imagine just a hole being drilled in the ground. Well, that water is going to work its way into that hole, and that's what feeds the well. And static water level is what we call where the water stands inside that well. So hydraulic pressure is what feeds the wells, and that's fed from the aquifer. So that surface water being pushed down feeds into the lower sections of the well.
So, Casey, over time, will my well, let's stay with that 500-foot well, will that well become 499 feet deep, 498 feet deep as silt enters the bottom of the well? Does that happen?
It is a potential. There is a possibility for that. I come across older wells that were drilled in the 40s and 50s that were very shallow, and many of those wells will have loose sediment, dirt, rock, that sort of thing that has fallen in over the many, many years that it's been there. And, yeah, we can find, 30, 40-plus foot of loose material in the bottom of that well. So it is definitely a possibility.
And what do we do about that? Do we just leave it, or is there a possibility of cleaning that out? And the next thing is, what causes a well to not produce anymore?
Well, there's many things that can come into a well not producing anymore. Lack of rain, drought was a big issue that we had this year, and that's why we kind of had the relief program that was set in here in Missouri. And that was to help farmers be able to take care of their crops and their animals. When we don't have rain, when there's an extreme drought like what we had this year, there is no surface water. And with no surface water, there's no hydraulic pressure to feed water into those wells. So we see the static water levels drop, and that's where the water stands in the well, as well as the wells, they don't produce as much water. So generally you can pump more water out than the well will make. New pumps, they make different kinds of pumps, all different sizes, a standard residential well for a personal drinking water supply is typically around a 10-gallon per minute pump. And we have seen wells produce 2 gallons a minute. So get an idea there, that's where it really becomes important that you're aware of what your well is doing and what you're using that water for.
When you talked about the static water level, in this 500-foot well example that we're talking about with a 400 feet of casing starting at the top going down to the bottom of the well, how much water is going, how high will the water column typically be in that 500-foot well?
I would expect a static water level somewhere around 300 foot at that depth. Typically, say this is for a residence, you would drill that 500 foot, and output of the well would be somewhere between 30 to 60 gallons per minute. And most residents don't require anywhere close to that 60 gallon per minute mark, but as the well is being drilled, that's when it starts making the water, and we really don't know exactly what that number will be until it happens.
Okay, and so our reservoir is that water column within that well hole, right?
The reservoir for your well would be the column of water in the well, yes.
Okay, and in a rough number, if we have a 500-foot well and the water column is 300 feet, is it 300 feet tall or is it 200 feet tall when you said a 300-foot static water
That'd
level?
Be 300 foot tall.
Okay.
So
about how
300
much?
300 foot vertical, and most casing is going to be 6 5/8 inch.
Okay. Do you have an idea of how much water that would be in gallons?
Oh, there is a figure for it.
Just a rough number.
Oh, well, let's see here.
Would it be about 300 gallons?
Yeah, we'd be in excess of that, I would say.
Okay. So, class, it looks like somewhere around a gallon per foot. If you've got water in the bottom of your well and you're measuring up 100 feet, it seems like you'd have about 100 gallons of water in reserve. But you don't set the pump, the bottom of the pump, in a submersible pump is not at the bottom of the well, is it, Casey?
No, we don't like to set them at the very bottom. You know, with debris that does tend to fall in at times, that's where that loose material would get picked up. We like to set our pumps within 100 foot of water generally. That means from that static water level, we'll have 100 foot of water on top of the submersible pump.
Okay. When we talked about a spring earlier, water just bubbling out of the ground, and those springs drying up, because we have had during this drought that we had in the Missouri Ozarks, we've had farmers, neighbors say, we've had this spring running for as long as we can remember, generations, and it just stopped. What causes that?
That would be from the lack of rain. And that's a direct correlation between how much water is going to produce out of that that spring, which is in reality kind of like what we would call an artesian well. An artesian well is basically when it's drilled into the ground, water will freely flow out of the top of that well, meaning that there is so much hydraulic pressure there pushing down on the aquifer in that area that water is going to literally bubble out of the ground. And that's kind of what happens with a spring.
Okay. So the water that comes out of a spring comes from higher up somewhere.
Yes, higher up in the aquifer.
What I'm saying is, there must. It seems to me like the water has to have hydraulic pressure to come out of the ground. It doesn't just come out without pressure. So the water must be coming from someplace higher up the mountain, let's say, or higher up the hill.
You would be referring to like a spring on a hill.
Yes, I am.
Well, it'd still be driven off of hydraulic pressure. So the surrounding area would be highly saturated with water.
Mm-hmm.
It might be sitting on top of a layer of shale or something that's going to hold that water closer to the surface and easier to deliver it to the ground, to the top of the ground.
Okay. Can we develop our own springs? Can we find them and make them productive, or is that something that we leave to nature?
Oh, we would leave that to nature.
Okay.
You know, back in the day, there was several old styles of pumps. There was a pump called a ram pump, and that was a way to actually pressurize water from a spring. It was one way, and it's still a very viable source of water today. When we come to talking about sustainable water and being able to get our water from different locations, that is an option, and there are several people that do that.
Casey, let's talk about what's in our water.
All kinds of things. Good things, bad things, minerals that are great for our bodies, essential to healthy living. And there's some nasty things, bacteria, parasites, pesticides that'll work their way into the, you know, we're talking about the oil that sets in the puddle in the road that works its way down the drains. All of those things are possible contaminants. Pharmaceuticals have become even more of a problem as people start to flush their things down stools.
Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger, 417-725-8816. I'm sorry, 417-725-8816, Hewitt Messenger, Casey Mustin, USAPreparedness.com, link on the website. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, there's a meetup this week, Friday, Ziggy's. If you'd like to pick up your signs and posters to distribute in the community, that's Friday, 5:30, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. Casey Mustin's with me, Hewitt Messenger is his company, and you can contact them at 417-725-8816, 417-725-8816 if you'd like to talk about water. Casey, when I first met you, I was intrigued with a pump that you have that is a mechanical, hand-powered water well pump. In case of an emergency, you can use this pump. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's a really neat product that we came across called Simple Pump, and that's exactly what it is. It's a throwback to the old-style farm pumps that we would see back in the 50s or in earlier times than that, and it is a stainless steel and billet machined aluminum hand pump that can be set right on top of your existing casing and run alongside the existing submersible pump. So you have the option to run a 240 volt or they do have 12 volt submersible pumps, as well as a backup hand powered pump. Maximum pumping depth on that unit gets down to about 350 foot, which is acceptable in our area. There are some wells that the static water level is below that, but it does provide an option for the majority of people out there with a private well.
So no electricity required. It's a mechanically operated, human-powered well pump, and you just have a lever, and you pump this lever, and water comes out.
Exactly.
And how does that differ from using a dipping bucket in terms of the keeping the well clean?
Well, there's less chance of contamination. When you stick a bucket down in there, there's all kinds of opportunity for bacteria to work its way into the water supply. Generally, a deep, clean well is ideal. They're free from bacteria. And just much better than what we would say would be coming out of a hand-dug well, which is very, very shallow, is easily fed contamination or bacteria. And, you know, a deep, clean water well is the best way to have your water supplied to your home.
Do you recommend any, for those of us that have wells, do you recommend any periodic maintenance?
Absolutely. We offer a yearly maintenance agreement, which basically informs a customer of once a year you want to check out your pressure tank, your pressure switch, and all functions of the pump itself. So we check out the wiring going to that pump and the controls required to turn it on and off. A lot of times what we'll see with a problematic well is a pressure tank that's out of air or a possibility for shorts. We see shorts a lot with the wiring going to the submersible pump because every time that pump kicks in, it'll relate torque, and that torque will make the wire and the pipe move over several hundred foot.
I've seen people install a well pump, and they just use electrical tape and tape the wires from the pump to the powering wires that go down the well hole, and they just tape it with electrical tape, and eventually the water gets in there. The electrolysis corrodes that connection, and the pump just stops.
Yeah, that is something that we see. Now, it's a standard practice to tape the wiring to the plastic pipe as it's lowered into the well. From an engineering standpoint, it's really the only way that it's done.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the actual connection of the pigtail leads that come out of the submersible pump to connect to that 10-gauge wire going down to power the pump.
Yes, we use a watertight seal.
Right, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. A lot of guys will use electrical tape, and that's just not going to cut it.
It absolutely fails. It's guaranteed to fail.
Hell yeah.
Casey Mustin's been with us. If you'd like to contact him, 417-725-8816. Link on the website, page one, underwater, the bottom of the page. If you'd like free tickets to the Get Prepared Expo, send us an email right from the website, usaprepares.com. Go to the contact tab, please. Say GCN, two tickets, please, and we'll send them to you via email post-haste. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.